On Missions and Marriage, Elder Oscar Akerkum, Conference Report April 1957, pages 114-115. President McKay, I am very grateful for this hour and for this opportunity. Your words have sustained me, as have also those of your counselors which have been spoken. The wisdom and the inspiration of this church and its teachings have been a great boon in my life. There are two things that deeply impress me in the Latter-day Saint teachings as I labor with youth. First, you must live worthy that you may go on a mission for the church. The second I will give later, in the Doctrine and Covenants, section 68, we read, Go ye into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature, acting in the authority which I have given you, baptizing in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, then the Lord will be with you and bless you. Thousands have heard and obeyed this word of the Lord, now why not you, young man, take this opportunity? There will be something seriously wanting in your life unless you have this experience. Here is one of the finest things you can do for peace, happiness, and personal progress. Plan now. Now, as the thought crosses your mind, let it meet high resolve in your own life. There are thousands who are waiting to hear the word of the Lord. Yes, many are waiting to hear your voice. My religion is your religion. Let us live this great life fully together. The second thing I suggest to you, my young friends, you must be worthy to be married in a temple of the Lord for time and for eternity. It may take time for you and your young bride to be to understand all that it signifies. It may take a little courage, for it all seems so strange, but it is beautiful and understandable. It will be an answer to your prayer and to mine. Remember, you said that night as you proposed, it must be in a temple of God. It was in an early testimony meeting, after you made that declaration, that I saw you both stand together, and you, young man, courageously spoke for both of you. I was sitting in the audience. My, how you thrilled me. I said, now you are on the way. This will be a great life. Joy will fill your hearts. This is the Mormon way of life, to go on a mission, to be married in the temple of God for time and for eternity. One father, a non-member of the church, said, when his son was ready for departure for his mission, son, I am very proud of you. Your life and your conduct have been an inspiration to your mother and me. Son, I want to be your first convert to the church. Take hold of me. Don't let me turn back. I want to be your first convert. For these lovely experiences for our youth, I humbly pray. There is much that can be said for the Latter-day Saint Church program. It has been blessed and inspired of the Lord. As you have listened this day, the day before, and the day before that, your meditations have been enriching. The Lord has been talking to you. I have selected merely these two great teachings, which I feel are especially vital to the lives and happiness of our youth. In a few days, thousands of youth from all parts of the United States will meet at Valley Forge, and then a few days later, thousands more will meet in London, England. They will come from all over the world. They are of many colors and races. I have camped with them. I know these men and boys, and if I may be bold to say, they have faith in God. May the Lord bless us as we make more and more friends, as we mingle with people, that we may give freely that which God has given us so abundantly. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.